I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. This weekend, New Haven's Long Wharf Theater will become a laboratory of sorts with staged readings of three new plays by three up-and-coming young playwrights. The Contemporary American Voices Festival gives theatergoers the chance to see cutting-edge new works for the stage by accomplished young playwrights. This year, Long Wharf has chosen three plays: Boot Killebrew's Miller, Mississippi, a play set in the South during the Civil Rights Movement; Jeff Augustin's The Last Tiger in Haiti, a play about storytelling and poverty set in Haiti; and Claire Barron's Dance Nation, where an army of preteen competitive dancers plot to take over the world. Christine Scarfuto, Long Wharf's literary manager, says the plays selected for the festival have a common thread that aligns perfectly with Long Wharf's aesthetic.
Because they're each narrative-driven stories. They're told in wildly different theatrical ways, but at their essence are really good stories, and I think our audience will enjoy them.
Each play is in different stages of development. Scarfuto says one of the main purposes of the festival is to give new playwrights a much-needed leg up.
The initial years of when you're first out of school and you're trying to be a writer and trying to get your work produced can be pretty treacherous. And I think these are the writers that can really benefit most from an opportunity like this, because it gives you good exposure in the industry and it gives you a chance to actually work on your play in a room with actors and a director.
The festival also features a playwriting workshop, a unique exercise reminiscent of a certain cooking competition on the Food Network.
The people in our class will be given a set amount of ingredients, and they'll have to write a 10-minute play including those ingredients. Things like, you know, a withheld secret, a front porch, and a kitchen sink or something like that.
The Contemporary American Voices Festival begins Friday evening at Long Wharf Theater in New Haven. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.